everybody. Welcome back to Nerdament. This is the first of our brand new Mike's podcast. I am joined today with Victoria.
Hello.
And we are in our new format. Victoria, you want to tell everybody where we are right now?
So currently we're in IKEA, driving down the road, and I guess this is our new studio, so welcome.
Yeah, so you might hear some cars in the background or some engine noise or whatever. Hopefully I can cut it out. But
yeah, or would you like to tell them the biggest thing that they might hear in the background?
There's a baby.
Yeah, we had a baby.
Yeah, so if you hear screaming and screeching and such, it's not me this time.
Yeah, no, it's not Hayden. I, at some point in time, allowed him to have a baby with me, and here we are. You're welcome.
But yeah, so like these new two mic episodes is how it's going to work. There's just two of us in a car, because that's where you have your best, like, weird conversations.
This is true.
And yeah, we just sort of like go with wherever the conversation leads us, and we'll see what happens. So
hopefully it doesn't get too weird.
Do you have anything specific you would like to talk about today?
Honestly, off the top of my head, no.
No?
No. Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I brought it up to you the other day, actually.
But you
I
did?
Would like to revisit this conversation. Why is cracked black pepper so good?
Oh, the cracked black pepper.
Yeah, you get like the grinder going, you know, like that stuff's like.
I mean, yeah, you're not wrong. I don't know what the difference, though, is between cracked black pepper and, like, regular, like, the normal black pepper. But maybe it's because you're getting more black pepper because the grounds are bigger.
Bro, I don't even know. Like, I'd be making, like, the chicken and stuff. We get chicken salad every Sunday.
Yeah, so it's kind of a ritual at this point.
Yeah. I've been making chicken. Like, I, like, season it up, salt, peppers, and garlic. Maybe some, like, cayenne pepper or something. I want some extra spice, and then, like, I've been using, like, a pepper grinder recently, and it's just, like, taking it to a whole nother level. Way more enjoyable. There's, like, more, like, I'm involved more
people. I mean, I guess that makes, I mean, whatever makes you happy to continue to make the chicken salad, I'm here for it.
The chicken salad is good.
It is good.
To Sundays when we have chicken salad.
I'm glad you do. I mean, I honestly enjoy it, too. I just need croutons again, because your little cheese crouton things that you make aren't it.
No. Okay, so here's what you do. So I have diabetes, if you recall. So I can't really eat croutons, like actual bread croutons.
Which are better.
Arguably, yes, but how I do it is my mom actually, they have these things, and they have some like Walmart, Target, or whatever. I can't remember what they're called, but like it's just cheese.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Literally just cheese. And, like, you just cook it. Like, I cook mine in the microwave. And, you know, honestly, I'm getting pretty good at it. It does, like, carbs do build up. So, if you have diabetes, you're listening out there, you're like, oh, spice up my salad game. You just get some, like, wax paper with some cheese of your choice. I like to do the Fiesta Blend from Walmart. Sometimes the HEB. HB has like an $8.
Oh yeah, the load, the log of cheese. Yeah, ridiculously good.
But you take like however much of that you want on there. I like mine a little bit thicker, so I put like, you know, whatever looks good. Like, I'm not gonna do any measurements or anything. I put whatever I think looks good. Like, that's a good amount. And then put some pepper on there, spread it out a little bit, put it on a plate, and then throw it in the microwave. And I've learned that it takes about 3.5 minutes, depending on the microwave. But that thing, and then you, like, crush it up when you get it out. Oh, man.
Well, thank you for this recipe.
That's a recipe.
That's a recipe right there.
Probably my chicken salad. And with those like, cheese crouton things, probably my number one homemade meal that I do.
I mean, is there another meal that you, like, that you personally make yourself that's, like, chef's kiss?
Okay, so. No.
No.
I think I make dinner, like, 3 or 4 times. times a week.
Yeah.
And it's just like those days where it's like, we got some meat. I eat broccoli, like, no joke. Majority of the week.
Yeah.
The majority of the days in the week, I eat broccoli.
He goes through a lot of broccoli.
And then when Victoria decides that it's her night to cook,
yeah,
that's when it's like, oh, this is like a real meal. Like, that's when it gets a little, like, I'm still waiting for her to make some zucchini lasagna.
Oh, yeah, no. Okay, the only reason I haven't made zucchini lasagna again is just because I don't want to lose a pound. Like, that's the only thing. Like, if someone can tell me where to get, like, a cutter for the zucchini.
You know those things that you see, like, on the TV, where you, like, just drag the zucchini across, there's a baby, that you can see, like, you drag the zucchini across, like, a knife or whatever.
It's, yeah.
Like, so, you get one of them?
Yes, but I also need, like, a tutorial. On how not to lose my thumb while doing it.
Just don't touch your thumb.
Okay, but that's easy for you to say. I'm the one doing it.
I also cut. I also use knives.
Wait, is this a confession? Are you telling everyone?
No. For making food.
Oh, okay. I mean, thank you for the clarity.
I'm not, like, you know, walking the streets like Jack the Ripper or anything.
You're, like, out there just slaying people. I also cut.
No.
Okay. I mean, okay, I guess so, but who has cut themselves the most in the kitchen between the two of them? Exactly. So. Until after?
Yeah,
when you go to wash your hands and it burns?
I cut my finger, I can't cut my thumb, and there's like a scar still there.
Yeah.
And I was like,
transition. Wonder
where Transformers and stuff. At the time of recording, it is April 13th.
Yes.
Okay. They just announced two new movies. One is animated. One is live action. When are we gonna stop?
Honestly, I guess they're just gonna keep riding until the wheels fall off.
The wheels fell off 10 years ago.
Yeah, no. I don't know who's keeping the franchise alive. If you're single-handedly keeping the Transformers franchise alive, please speak up, because I need to know. I need to know why. Like, what is the appeal that the Transformers keeps giving you?
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. Like, they're.
It's like, it's just, they're just
bad. It's not good movies.
I feel like I've ranted about Transformers before, especially like the night one. Like they're in England or whatever, and it, like, rewrites the entire history of the entire franchise. You know what I'm talking about?
Which one was that?
The one with the second Mark Wahlberg one.
Oh!
Yeah,
oh!
You forget about that one.
Since
that one, I have spent so much time. I don't know if it's on recording or not, but I've ranted about that movie. Like, I spent so much time of my life talking with Aaron and talking with you about how bad that movie is.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I don't really remember it. And I also don't enjoy all of the, like, love interests that happen in there. So it's always, like, some, like, dude, and then we have this hot model chick. And it's like, can we stop doing that?
You know what bugs me, though, is, like, this is going to sound weird. It's like, this, I'm done with Optimus Prime.
Not Optimus Prime!
I'm tired of it, man. Unless they're going to write him better like they did the first movie.
Yeah.
If they write him like they did in the first movie.
I could see that. Yeah, but they, like, have been.
The writing is so atrocious.
It hasn't been the best.
It is so bad.
Yeah, he didn't really, like, the last movie, oh my gosh, I remember because we were cracking up about it. It was like he just had, like, one-liners, like, shtick.
Yeah.
One-liners.
Like in the last of the Beast movie,
yeah,
he could have just been like a Buzz Lightyear toy. He's got like that stupid, like, side grin thing going on.
No, it was giving NPC with, like, so a few bad lines. Like, they were just like, okay,
he was also like, just sucked.
Yeah, yeah. They were like, if I was a kid playing with an action figure, what would I say? Like, you got it, dude.
I enjoyed Optimus Primal better.
Yeah. Yeah, he had... Yeah, it was...
Like, I thought Optimus Primal was a better character in that movie.
Than he was.
Than he was.
He had more depth and story, too. Like,
exactly. And, like, listen, I'm as big a Pete Davidson fan as anyone. Which, that tells you exactly nothing about how much Pete Davidson fan is.
Nope.
But... I did not enjoy his performance in that movie.
But Pete Davidson was in that movie?
Exactly. he played the Porsche.
Oh, he yeah. did?
Yes.
The Porsche. Pete Davidson. Wait, was that the guy that died? I don't remember. Okay,
does
we
did. Matter?
No, yeah, no. Like, I mean, I would just like to preface, we didn't seriously watch this movie. It was
Did I watch it before?
You watched it before? Yeah. Yeah, but it wasn't a serious watch. It was like you were at work and you're like, let me turn on something.
It was legitimately a movie that I watched and said, no way. Victoria needs to watch this and experience how bad this is.
Yeah, and then he told everyone in the group chat and then everyone in the family ended up watching it.
Yeah, and they're all worse for it.
Yeah. And then we just had really bad commentary in the group chat for a
while. Unironically, it might be one of the worst movies.
It was bad. No, you know what movie was really bad? Mm. Morbius. Morbius was just a whole nother level of like, what trash is.
I think we've spared ourselves, like, shortened the list here because we haven't watched Shazam 2.
I want to watch it. I want to watch it. Okay, see, I enjoy...
We did watch The Flash.
We did watch...
That was a mistake.
That was not good either. Oh my gosh.
Where are some babies?
Well, I don't know. And why were we throwing them? Like, what?
Everywhere. They were just throwing babies.
They were just everywhere. And it wasn't, like, even just that scene.
Slow motion baby throwing.
Yeah, it was like, there were other... I don't know. There was so much to talk about babies in that movie that was, like, unnecessary.
Yeah, and, like, listen, I'm a Flash fan. Like, I've been a fan of the Flash since I was a small, young boy.
I mean, if you listen to the podcast, you would know that they were diehard Flashes.
A lot of episodes that involve the Flash.
Exactly.
But, oh my god, man. Like, I was trying to, like, explain it to because I'm a teacher. And I was, like, some kids were talking about the Flash in class, and I was trying to explain it, like, the comic book version. And they were talking about, like, the movie version, and I was like...
No, that's not the same.
And then they just started talking about the TV show, and I didn't watch the TV show. I saw animation from it, and, like, I was not very interested in it. I mean, I watched the Arrow, first three seasons of Arrow, and then it got weird.
Yeah, the CW is a little dark sometimes.
Yeah, and you watch, like, the vampire shows.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the thousand vampire shows that they have on that now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I did. I watched Legacies, and I watched, what was it, Vampire Diaries? But I watched Vampire Diaries with my mom.
Didn't you and my mom talk about the
Vampire Diaries?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the men on there are hot. Like, why wouldn't we?
Is that the one that has the guy who plays, like, wasn't the Boys? Like, the Shield?
No.
The last season of The Boys that came out as a it's like the Captain America, but like even.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, yeah. No, you're thinking of Supernatural, which is also on the CW.
And you also watched.
I did until it started giving me nightmares. Yeah, it's a really dark show. Like I said, the CW can be a little dark sometimes. But I enjoyed Legacy's Vampire Diaries. Oh, and the Originals. Yeah, that was another spinoff of Vampire Diaries that I also watched.
But, you know, I feel like as soon as Netflix started making simpler shows, watching.
Well, I mean, I still see them when they, like, pop up from time to time. But, yeah, I don't watch the CW as much anymore now.
Yeah, yep. It's like, sorry, this is Real World. That's, like, the shortest I've ever seen.
For 9:18 in the morning?
On a Saturday.
On a Saturday? Yeah, no. We should have went. Why didn't you take me?
Anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the kids will talk about how they don't like those movies.
Like, at all?
Yeah, like, they're don't need.
Maybe, do they work at Dutch Bros?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yes, they just say that, like, they just don't like Dutch Bros. Which I can't kind of see, I guess, if you don't like really sweet coffee.
No, I don't get it.
It's really sweet, though. Like, no. I mean, if you like your coffee, like, not as sweet, I feel like you would be not as much of a fan.
No, I reject it. I reject it. And this is my reasoning. And this is my thesis. And this is what I will stand on. The area where he is talking about, it's not like they have a lot of, like, boutique coffee shops or, like, little areas to, like, go grab coffee. There's like,
Starbucks.
Yeah, there's, like, a Starbucks or a Dutch Bros. So,
yeah, like, there's, like, that local place.
No, it got closed down.
No, there's, like, the little, like, side of the road box.
Yeah, but that's, like, not an actual, like, coffee place. Like,
as far as there's not a 515 or 151 or whatever that coffee place is popping up on.
Yeah, there's none of that. So, essentially, these kids are telling you that between Starbucks and Dutch Bros, they would rather have Starbucks.
I will say, it's the same kids that say that I'm, like, secretly a furry.
Why would you bring that up?
I mean, why not?
So it's just those
like
kids.
You
now, oh, those it's kids. Those kids. Okay,
yeah,
so then
I'm not a furry. No shame in being a furry.
Yeah, no. If you're right? A furry, like, we're not against furries.
It just makes me think, like, what about my person makes you think I'm a furry?
Yeah, no, that's a question for another episode, because I don't even know, like, what the characteristics.
How does somebody distinguish people if you're not wearing the costume?
Yeah,
right? Like, if you just see someone walking down the street, why would you look at someone and be like,
no, for real, like, in a respectfully, like, asking anyone who may be is a furry or knows a furry, like, what are the characteristics of a furry, and what would fall into, like, are there different types of furries? Like, you know, there's different types of Care Bears, so are there, like, different types of
what kind of Care Bear are you?
I'm a yellow Care Bear, so yeah. Why do I know this? I don't know. We took a test. There was there's so many quizzes online. You were the orange Care Bear, weren't you? Yeah. You were like the orange one. You and Aaron were both orange, and then me and Mom were yellow. And then I don't think Dad took it, or did Dad take it?
He did, but I can't remember. I remember taking like a vegetable one.
Yeah. But there's way too many quizzes online. But like, shush. But again, just circling back to the furry thing, is it a similar thing? Like, is there a quiz situation? Like, do you fall into different categories? I don't know. But
furry is also a hobby.
Why do you feel the need to just tell people?
Because you keep telling people that you're a Gryffindor.
Because I can be.
You took the test.
Okay, I took one test.
No, you took multiple tests.
I took multiple tests. And the multiple tests. No.
There's nothing wrong with being a Hufflepuff.
No. Okay, see, this is my issue. This is my issue with this man. Because I took one test that told me that I was a Hufflepuff. But I took, like, three or four other tests that told me I was a Gryffindor. So I could be both.
When you get it once, that's good.
Oh, my gosh. And he won't stop. He keeps buying me merch.
He has, like, multiple, like, sweatshirts that say Hufflepuff on them.
Because he keeps buying them for me.
I don't know where they came from.
You know exactly where they came from.
No, I don't. I don't know where they came from. But, yeah, no, she's a Hufflepuff. Don't let her.
There's nothing wrong.
Her personality.
Whatever.
And then she was about to start saying there's nothing wrong with being a Hufflepuff. Exactly. That's what
no,
I'm supposed to say.
Shut up. There's nothing wrong with being a Hufflepuff. I'm just not.
It's not my fault. You're not a main character.
What?
Sorry, bro.
Is that the takeaway here? Is
yes.
That. Wow. Such a Gryffindor. Such a Gryffindor. Whatever. Whatever. Listen.
Yeah. I mean, Aaron's also a Gryffindor.
That's the thing. If Aaron can be a Gryffindor, I can be a Gryffindor.
Aaron can be a Gryffindor. Took the quiz just like you.
Whatever. Aaron's a better Gryffindor than you. You're probably Gryffindor Slytherin.
That's because Aaron's like a Spider-Man Captain America character.
Exactly. Yeah. He does embody that as a human being. But, I mean, yeah, you're probably borderline Slytherin. Yeah, you're only a
Gryffindor. Actually,
Yeah. You're only, like, a Gryffindor just when you choose to be nice and because you look like a lion.
You know who else was borderline a Slytherin? Who? The main character.
Harry Potter. Oh my gosh. Whatever. Sorry, whatever. Bro. Whatever. I can be a Gryffindor or a Hufflepuff. I can choose. What I cannot be is a Ravenclaw, even though my favorite color is blue.
The Ravenclaw thing, like, their attributes, you know, brains, art, like, all that kind of stuff, it's, like, they're just kind of cold.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. They're, like, they're smart, but they're also kind of, like, assholes. They're, like, smart assholes.
Whoa, I'm hearing you say that about Ravenclaws.
They know it. And if you are a Ravenclaw and I just outed you as a smart asshole, sorry. Sorry about you. See, this is why I'm like, I don't know if I'm fully a Hufflepuff, because I'm not a nice person.
Yeah, but you're creative.
Yes.
And you're caring.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm just not, like, as Hufflepuffy as some Hufflepuffs are.
I know why the Hufflepuff house exists, right? Like,
yes.
You haven't read the books.
No, but I do know why the Hufflepuff house exists, because we went and saw that play.
Yes, we went and watched, actually, at the same school with the same.
Yeah. Oh, those are the ones who think you're a furry? Oh! Makes sense.
Never a dull moment. Yeah, they did puffs, and I thought it was pretty good.
It was great, we enjoyed it.
Play?
Yeah.
But yeah, they did play puffs about the Hufflepuffs carrying Harry Potter. And how they're never involved. But, yeah, like, they're the inclusive house. They're the nice ones. You know, they're caring. They're, like, dependable, creative.
No. Like to make fun. No, the real reason, like, you didn't go into the real reason. It was because, like, they had so many attributes of the other houses, but they didn't, like, they weren't just, like, one-dimensional. So that's what the Hufflepuffs are. It's like there's a multitude there.
I suppose.
Yeah, like that's what they said in the play. Yeah.
And she doesn't want to be part of
it. I'm not saying that I don't want to be a part of it. I'm just saying that most of the time Hufflepuffs get categorized as these like bubbly, kind, like golden retrievers of people, and I am not a golden retriever of a person.
You wore that Hufflepuff thing in there into a store one time.
Yeah.
And then you got approached by somebody who said they were also a Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
And then they started talking to you.
Yeah. She was, like, really sweet and really nice. But again, it just goes back to, like, I'm not a golden retriever person. Like, when you think Hufflepuff, a lot of people think that. German Shepherd. Yeah, literally, my dog is a German Shepherd. Like, my actual dog.
And she's a weird German.
Yeah, she is. She has a very weird snoot.
It's so long.
She's a very, very unique, very beautiful German Shepherd. And that's more my personality.
You're a very unique, very beautiful German Shepherd.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, it makes me happy.
Don't say
I'm like
my dog.
But it is your dog. Like it is your dog. Oh. We have an American Staffordshire Terrier, if you've ever seen.
He's straight dumb.
He's so dumb. And he's so stinky. Oh.
I smell good.
You do smell great. You do. That's not the things that, like, makes me, like.
I'm a big fan of.
Yeah. That's not the thing. Like, it's not the stinky thing. It's just that, like, sometimes they just derp, 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 derp together, and it matches.
We
like
share a brain cell.
Sometimes, like, there are some times where I'm just
every
like.
Every time I get the brain cell back from him, though, it's like the eyeball on her. Like, there's a hair on it. Yeah. Like that.
Yeah, yeah. So it's nothing about, like, the stankness. It's more so just, like, there are times when you guys are both just sitting there, just sharing a brain cell. And then also because, like, so our household, we have two female dogs and one male dog, and so they're the only males because like our child is a girl as well, so like tracks, like it adds up. Yeah, so they just got the similar vibes.
Me and Miles like hides in the corner sometimes.
Yeah, he hides in the corner sometimes.
I hide in the corner sometimes.
Exactly. So, like, you know, you guys just have similar vibes. It's nothing against
you. That's because we're always in trouble.
So. Yeah, because you derp, derp, derp around.
I don't derp, derp, derp all that often.
Good morning.
I don't derp, derp, derp that often. Okay. It's just like a normal amount.
If you say so. But if you say so.
There is our destination, friends.
Yeah, so.
It's been nice. Thanks for hanging out with us for a little bit.
And going on random weird tangents with us.
Yeah, I don't know. We're all. I'll have to. When I listen back to this, I'll be like, what the heck?
Yep.
Okay. But it is what it is. That's kind of the point. So,
welcome to the chaos of tonight.
Yes. Welcome to the chaos. There will be more of these episodes popping up as we go about our days and lives and such. Hopefully, we can get back to doing normal tournament episodes pretty soon. They'll be structured a little bit different, but it will be still the same vibes. Hopefully better vibes. More chill vibes. So.
I agree.
But yeah, thanks for hanging out with us. We'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.